Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go, pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. We are back and better than ever. It's Monday, March 9th, 2015. Took a week off. Going to tell you all about it, child. All about it. Before we go any further, though, Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday podcast, designed to inspire, empower, motivate you to go after your Saturday. Whatever that means to you, maybe it's having a job. You know, oddly enough, 20% of the people here in the U.S. actually love their job. They love it. And you know what? We need you. We only want people who love what they do in the workforce. Sadly, think about this crazy, crazy world. I mean, think of how stupid this is. Stupid with a capital stew. Pid. All right? You're 18 years old, and it's April of your senior year in high school. Here in the United States, I know we have people in over 100 countries listening. Maybe it's the same where you are, but I'm just telling you how crazily dumb the process is here. This is why we have such a low productivity rate within our workforce. I mean, you have 8 hours in a day. I'm all over the place, by the way. Your first time listening? Congratulations, man. Grab about 17 Advils, pop them, and listen to this podcast because you're going to have a headache swimming. Where's he going? How do he get from here to there? I got no here. I got no there. I'm just everywhere, and I don't care. I'm also a rapper, okay? If you didn't know that about me, famously so. Think about this. Okay, we have such low productivity in the United States within our workforce. It's no secret. I mean, somebody goes to a job for 8 hours, they'll work about 90 minutes. I mean, work. I used to manage a sales force, and we would measure the amount of time our telephone sales reps were on the telephone. Okay, think about that title of a job right there. You're in, what are we in, class? Telephone sales, which means what? You sell things via the telephonic communicatable device that you have stuck to your earlobe, okay? You are supposed to be speaking on the telephone selling products, hence the title, Telephone Sales. So we had this big whiteboard in the middle of the sales floor to incentivize or embarrass, whichever way you want to look at it, our sales force. And we had an outside sales force and a inside sales force. The outside sales force had to go on anywhere from 3 to 5 sales calls a day, and they'd have to close 2 to 3 accounts a day. And then our inside sales would have to be on the phone 90 minutes a day, okay? And they would have to have, I don't know how many closes, it doesn't matter, okay? But 90 minutes out of an 8-hour day. I'm not talking about lunch or break. Also, hey, you get 2 15-minute breaks between 10 and 10:15, 3 and 3:15. You can flex your time. You can come into the morning anywhere from 7 to 9 and leave anywhere from 4 to 6, depending on how big of a lunch you took or anything like that. I mean, we did basically everything, you know? Can we make it any easier for you to do your damn job? So, 90 minutes. That's all you had to be on the phone. 90 minutes. That's it. Guess how much they were on the phone. If you've listened to the show regularly, you probably know the answer to this because it just sticks in my craw. I don't even know why. This was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, I started in telephone sales November 26, 1990 in Buffalo, New York. All right, so that's how long I've had kind of this exposure to telephone sales. So I should have stayed with the company. I'd be getting my 25-year anniversary gift this year in November. I can go to the catalog and I can pick out the vase with the ruby on it, the watch, the leather wallet. Oh, we had an amazing catalog. For my 10-year anniversary with the company in 2000, they awarded me a very lovely gift that I actually use in props in my YouTube videos, or at least I used to about 8 years ago. And so I was aging like a president, crow's feet, gray hair, losing hair, fat, bald, disgusting, smelly that I used to, like everybody gets to when you just sit in a job too long. And I was a manager. Woo! I was a manager. Does that impress you? Got a business card, went from yellow to white, all white, and had a silver embossing on it, man. And I got a parking spot closer to the front door, all right? Your parking spot closer to the front door, which is so perfect in corporate America. You move, all you want to do is get closer to the front door, and then as you're on your way out, you get sent to the back door on the kick your butt all the way out. Don't let the good Lord get you down as we send you out the door, my friend. But anyway, I was aging like a president, and I got to pick from the catalog, and I got a vase. Now, it's a vase, but when the catalog is a vase with a ruby on it. Now, classic. This was classic. They bring me up in front of the entire organization to recognize me for my 10-year anniversary, me and a couple other schleps. And so they're like, and Sam Crowley's 10-year anniversary today. Sam, come on up. We want to recognize you in front of everybody. And I'm like, oh, wow. I feel so – I can't get up because my back is killing me from working my ass like 80 hours a week. I've basically stumbled my fat, overweight body up there and take a photo with whoever the stand-in manager was at that particular time. No idea. And so – Sam, would you like to say a few words? I'm like, yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. As he was taking the vase out of the box, the ruby fell off. Now, it wasn't really a ruby. I don't even know if a ruby is red. Yeah, yeah, ruby red slippers. I think the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, red was the color. It was a ruby. Now, I thought this was like a ruby, but it was more like a Rubik's Cube type of piece that was stuck to it. It was red. The only thing it had in common with a ruby is it was red. And it was glued on with, like, Elmer's glue, and it fell off the vase immediately. And the vase was okay. It said crystal in the catalog, but I don't know. Maybe it is. I'll have to find this thing and do a video with it again. It was. I mean, you know what? I'm going to do a YouTube video about the vase. It was disgusting. But anyway, shook the hand. The managers gave a little nervous, like, oh, geez, I think your ruby fell off. I'm like, yeah, the thing you got out of the gumball machine and stuck it with Elmer's glue? Yeah, I think it fell off, too. Thanks a lot. Made me feel real good about giving up 10 years of my life. So productivity for moi was actually pretty high because I just worked hard. But there came a point in my life when I said, hey, you know what? Tired of working for you and building your brand. I'm going to go build my own. I don't even care if I go broke because it just the pain of moving forward is far less than the pain of getting the damn ruby glued to a vase symbolic of my 10 years in the corporate slave camp. So when you're 18 years old, and you're going out, it's May, you're getting ready for your graduation from high school here in the United States, and you have to get a hall pass to use the bathroom still, because you're in school, right? Excuse me, Mr. Besimon, I got to go bad, okay. Oh, sure, Joe. Yeah, here's your hall pass. They'll come back right from the bathroom. Okay. And then 3 months later, you're making career decisions for your life. Like, what do you want to major in? You're in college. It's your freshman year. By the way, you don't need a hall pass anymore to go to the bathroom. You can do upside down keg stands at a frat party. I mean, do whatever you want to do, all right? You're on your own. That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, that's why in the United States right now, we have over 750,000, okay? 750,000 college graduates fall into one of these three categories. Cashier, waiter, waitress, server, I mean, that's one. Cashier, server, parking lot attendant. Like, hey, here's your keys. You have a dollar you can give me for a tip? And they have four-year degrees. Oh, my. And drowning in student loan debt, okay? I don't know how the hell I got on this topic. I'm going to have to probably rewind the show to figure it out. I got to record another show. I want to tell you what we got going on. I'm just letting it rip, man. I'm fired up for a Monday. I'm just excited. I get excited by the air in the room, though, man. When I walk in, I get jacked up. And I always tell my kids this as well, okay? Here's a good life lesson. When you walk into the room, does the energy level go up or does it go down? Because if you're one of these people that are like a vampire and you just suck the life out of the room, you're never going to attract anything or anybody worth anything in your life, all right? You want to attract huge business partners, the energy level's got to go up. Now, you don't got to be a stand-up comic. You don't got to be Tony Robbins. You just got to be able to walk into a room and understand, man. I mean, the energy level cannot go down. People are going to avoid you. They're going, oh, hey, I got a call. I've done that a number of times. Oh, geez, I got to make a call. I forgot. I got no call to make. I purposely set timers on my phone when I see Debbie Downer walk into the room or Donnie Downer walk into the room. I'm like, oh, no, here we go, 1,000 problems. Yep, just going to set the timer. The alarm's going to go off, and it's going to sound just like my ringtone, all right? Oh, Debbie, geez, I got to take this call. And it's just my ringtone going, and I set it for 1 minute. It says, Debbie's only sucking life out of me for 60 seconds. You know why? Because we only get so much time in the day. You want to start managing your time, stay away from the time vampires, all right? Great message to start off the day. Next show, coming right up after this one, I'm going to tell you the exciting announcement I made yesterday on Fox 19 News here in Cincinnati. We had a lot going on. It's the biggest dream I've ever had. The biggest dream I've ever had. Next on the Everyday Saturday podcast, Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.